This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal authorities have detained a person in connection with a series of mailed packages characterized as pipe bombs into prominent Democrats. While the investigation continues, AP Sagar Magani tells us that law enforcement continues to up the number of packages discovered around the country.
The FBI says it recovered one parcel in Florida intended for Democratic Senator Cory Booker, and New York police say another package was found at a Manhattan post office, with an official saying it was addressed to former National Intelligence Chief Jim Clapper. Officials say both are similar to packages with crude pipe bombs addressed to former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. Investigators focused on a Florida postal facility where they believe some of the packages originated. None detonated. And investigators are studying the devices to see if they were intended to blow up or just cause fear before the midterm elections. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Thursday night, activists in Turkey held a vigil for slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. As part of the observance for the Washington Post columnist, someone portrayed Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman with blood on his hands outside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi entered the consulate to handle a marriage matter with his Turkish fiancée more than 3 weeks ago, but he never came out. Meanwhile, as AP's Chris Torsha reports, regional observers are examining Turkey's motives in outing.
It seems they have more information or evidence that they're withholding, and just slowly turning up the pressure on Saudi Arabia. There is certainly plenty of speculation that there is some sort of political power play going on, that Turkey is maneuvering for greater influence in the region. Saudi Arabia is a rival, but also a business partner.
That's AP's Chris Torsha reporting. This is VOA News. A woman armed with a knife launched an attack on kindergarten students in western China Friday, injuring 14 children. That woman was identified only by her surname, Liu, and all the students were taken to a hospital. The 39-year-old was taken into police custody. China has had a number of similar attacks in recent years. As a caravan of Central American migrants makes its way to Mexico's northern border, U.S. President Trump has labeled their hopes of entering the United States a national emergency. More than 2,000 members of the National Guard have already been deployed to the area. On Thursday, he warned that he would deploy military troops to the border to prevent the caravan from entering the United States. He also blasted Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala for not stopping their citizens from departing for the United States. He said Monday he would begin cutting off or reducing foreign aid to those countries, and he threatened to use military troops to close the border altogether. The Koreas and the United Nations command have moved ahead with plans to de-escalate tension in a truth village. VOA Steve Miller reports the plan to reduce the troops and remove all firearms has now gone into effect.
During the third inter-Korean summit, North and South Korea agreed to implement a number of security measures designed to reduce tension along the demilitarized zone. Friday, some of those measures took effect. Beginning October 26, each side will be limited to 35 unarmed personnel to guard the joint security area, also known as Panmunjom. Once verified by all parties, it's expected that tourists will be able to freely move about the JSA, something that's not happened since 1976, when two American soldiers were killed by axe-wielding North Korean troops. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Japan and China took an important step Friday to elevate their relationship, marking what Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called a historic turning point in ties between the two Asian neighbors. During the meetings, the two countries signed a $30 billion, that's B, a $30 billion currency swap aimed at facilitating money exchanges for businesses. They also agreed on a range of security, economic, and diplomatic agreements, while private businesses sealed dozens of deals. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now set to host French, German, and Russian leaders Saturday at a four-way summit on the Syrian civil war. A former senior Turkish diplomat who served widely in the region says just assembling the gathering is a significant diplomatic achievement for the Turkish leader. And the White House has formally invited President Vladimir Putin to Washington. And the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton made that announcement Friday. President Trump held a summit with Putin in Helsinki, the Finnish capital, and then issued Putin an invitation to visit Washington in the autumn, but that was postponed after Mr. Trump was accused of cozying up to the Kremlin. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.